Good morning, everybody. We'll open it up for questions.
Hi, Coach. What do you got?
You changed seats.
I'm the Helen Thomas here.
Okay. You're doing a great job, Mike.
You know, the coaches have different philosophies on the pads. You went pads yesterday. You use your allotment, I believe. Just talk about your theory on that versus others who think that, maybe keeping the legs fresh by not going with pads.
You know, I think at the end of the day, that's why you play the game. You know, I think our guys have reacted to it pretty well. They expect it. You know, we have a couple routines that you get into. You know, every year is different. Every team's different. I think, this team reacts best when we've done that. And it was going to be no different this week than prior weeks.
Hey, John.
Hi, Tara.
This week, Michael Strahan is up for the Hall of Fame coming this weekend. And the last couple of days, Warren Sapp has gotten in this kind of public battle of words saying he doesn't believe Michael is a Hall of Famer. They've gone back and forth. I'm just curious, as somebody who did coach him for part of his career, what you think?
Well, first of all, I think it's a shame that that's going on. But, I believe Michael does deserve it. I believe he deserved it a year ago. That's my personal opinion. And, I have a saying about opinions, but you can't say it here. But the actuality is, the guy played. He was a great leader. He won. Won a Super Bowl. I think exemplified what our league's about. I think in a very positive light, both on and off the field. So I think he's a perfect candidate. And I know if I had a vote, he'd have mine.
John, we've heard you all week say, we're weatherproof. We're weatherproof. We're weatherproof. I know what that means schematically. But is it also a mentality, and when did this team kind of develop that?
I think we lost a game a year ago in the playoffs in single digit. We hadn't had much practice in that. Our weather had been actually pretty darn good in Denver. I think that's actually a pretty well-kept secret is Denver's weather. But this year we've, gotten a little more callous to it. I mean, we've had wind. We've played in single digit. We've practiced in single digit. So, I think we just, like anything, the more you do it, the better you get. I think we've been exposed to it, so it won't be foreign. How we perform in it, it will yet to be seen. I think that's true with both teams, and that's why you play the game.
Coach, to your right. Your year in St. Louis, I believe it was 1996, where you were in coaching limbo. How did that come about, and what did you do that year?
Well, Steve Ortmeier was a friend or a guy, acquaintance that I knew in the league. He was actually the general manager there. So we had met while at the Raiders, and I was back in St. Louis, and he said, would you like to be a consultant, look at some free agency tape? That was when free agency was kind of, departments were getting bigger and more active throughout the football season. So it was actually perfect. It fit good. I really appreciated Coach Brooks and Ortmeier bringing me in. And, so it was about a four-month period of time where I broke down pro football tape and evaluated potential free agents for them, and also got to see, stay on top of what was going on in the league.
Did you, Coach, did you share an office with Mike Martz or share a desk?
I don't know if you call it share. I stole his office. He'd be out of practice, and I'd, that's where I'd watch my tape. So I got yelled at a couple times for leaving it messy, but other than that, that's where I did watch my video. Yes, I did.
John, back left. Back here.
John,
back here.
It's hard to see through that.
Do you wish the game was tonight, or is it nice to have a few more days to prepare?
The schedule's a schedule. If they want to adjust it, they can. We'll be ready. I'm sure the Seahawks will be ready. It's kind of what we do. I just hope it stays on schedule, to be real honest with you. I'm a kind of schedule guy.
Hey, Coach, another weather question. It actually seems like the forecast compared to 2 weeks ago, it gets better and better the closer we get. Are you kind of glad that the elements may not play a factor at all in this game besides the cold? Elements you can't control won't be around?
What I figured about the weather is you just wait 5 minutes, it'll change. So it's changed a bunch of times already, and you know, we'll just wait and see. And, you know, really you just kind of wait till game day. You get out there in pregame. You get used to the stadium if it's not a familiar stadium. And you get used to the elements as they are at kickoff. So regardless of what happens, you know, whether it's nice or not nice, we'll adjust.
Close to your right.
Up.
Hey, John. You had a bunch of guys that contributed a lot during the season who are now no longer to play. Chris, Vaughn, those guys. How are you going to be able to try to get them involved this week? I know they haven't been here. What was the reason for that? And what can they do once they arrive?
Well, you know, when you're a decision maker, you know, you have to draw the line. And my experience being in that role for some time now is that depending on where you're on that line, you know, you're not going to please everybody. So we took the approach with the IR guys. They've come in tonight. They're coming in. They'll stay at the team hotel. They'll be with the team. You know, we have a pretty large group we're managing with practice squad as well as our 53-man active roster during the week. And they're all, you know, not all of them, but most of them had the opportunity to play in the game. So I think the organization, Pat Bowl and John Elway, you know, I've been places where they didn't even bring them today. So they get a chance to enjoy the experience. They, of course, they sacrificed and committed something to that effort, and they'll get here today.
Your left
foot. Coach, your kicker has a very good track record in the fourth quarter and overtime. What's your confidence level sending him in, and what do you think allows him, you know, to be so steady in those situations?
Well, like, you know, like all players, and especially at this level, you know, he's a master of his craft. I mean, he spends a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of work, a lot of physical stuff, a lot of training room time, obviously a lot of practice time. So I think Matt's had a very, very, very good year. Was really pleased that he was able to break that field goal record. I think, you know, a lot was made about the altitude and stuff, but if you were there that day, that ball was a rock. And that was a tremendous kick. And so that was exciting for him because the timing and the opportunity had to line up just about perfectly, and that would be for any kicker. But he's been very steady, very consistent, you know, not just in the field goal department, but also as far as his kicking off.
Coach, it seems to be a very relaxed atmosphere around the Broncos, whereas with the Seahawks, there's controversy every day. Is it fair to say that your team is not feeling the pressure of playing a Super Bowl?
You know, I can't speak to that. You know, again, I always go back to, you know, everybody prepares different. Everybody's got different personalities. The exciting thing and one of the great things about this is you play the game. So it's I don't have a strong feeling one way or the other. We're just doing everything we can to get our team ready, and we're very excited about the opportunity and know we're playing a great football team.
John, I'm just asking people have asked Peyton a lot about his future. Post-surgery, do you feel like you can coach a long time now?
Well, I feel, you know, 150% better than I did 2 months ago. You know, I was trying to get through this one last game, and then, you know, we've got a very quick, daunting offseason as usual. And, you know, I just evaluate that, you know, like after the game, we'll grade the tape and see how we do.
Hey, Coach, there's boats with 50 caliber guns circling the Broncos facility. We know how firm you are with routine. I know you have great respect for the military and that tradition. Are you drawing upon any of that inspiration, or can you compare what you've been going through perhaps this year and this week in preparation for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you kind of are what you've been around. You know, I grew up in that setting. There are correlations. I'm not trying to confuse what we do with what those guys do. Not necessarily those guys in those boats, but there's, you know, guys on boats in places that are downrange. So means people shooting at you. You know, it's, you do draw from it. There are some militaristic principles, I think, and concepts in a team sport like football. But, you know, I'm not trying to compare that. You know, I think probably, you know, on this boat or in that hotel, we're probably in one of the most secure places on the planet right about now. You know, I think that's a security nightmare, I think, because they can get to you both by land and water. So those guys have done a terrific job, and I don't know what kind of schedule they're on, but you wake up and you see them first thing, and you see them when you go to bed. Well, he was a very powerful young man, played at the University of Miami. We saw that, you know, in the video as far as in the evaluation process. You know, he stepped in at right tackle and pretty much started from day one when we drafted him 3 years ago, or my first season here. So he's just continued to get better. He's really good teammates, well-liked by our building, everybody in it, both in the locker room and out of the locker room. So I've been very, very impressed.
Right center, last question.
Hi, Coach. You have led the Panthers to the Super Bowl exactly 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. What kind of experience can you gain from that game?
Well, you know, the fact that it was 10 years ago, I'd like to shorten that up a little bit. But, you know, again, it was a hard-fought game. We lost by 3 points. You know, we played down to the last 30 seconds in regulation. You know, great bunch of guys. You don't get there without having a really good locker room and some unique individuals. From the actual game, I think I learned at that time not to chase two-point plays too early in the fourth quarter. You know, so like everything, you know, you live and learn, and that's probably the biggest thing from a strategy standpoint.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.